Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, yeah. Here we go in the 5 o'clock hour, the Funky Buddha happy hour.
That's your sexy voice again,
oh,
right?
Oh, yeah. That is correct, sir. Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Funky Buddha happy hour, 5 o'clock happy hour, and Don Bailey Jr. is going to join us here momentarily. This hour brought to you by Toyota of Hollywood. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Let's get some real quick headlines so that Don Bailey Jr. doesn't have to wait on hold very long. So when I emphasize real quick headlines, if I hear anything about the Marlins, I'm coming back there to fight you.
Well, it's really quick, so you know, we want to only give you guys the really important stuff. The Marlins do play the Pirates 7:05 p.m. They finish off their three-game series, Crowder, versus Los Piratas, the Pittsburgh. The Raiders are planning on suspending Antonio Brown. He didn't show up to the team's facility today. He apparently got into some sort of altercation with GM Mike Mayock yesterday. The Chiefs kick off the NFL season as the favorites, Super Bowl betting favorites in Vegas. And tonight, Aaron Rodgers, Matt LaFleur, and the Green Bay Packers take on the Bears, 8:20 p.m. on NBC.
I will be watching. Weather?
Weather is brought to you by Hialeah Park right now in South Florida. Partly cloudy, 90 degrees currently. Tonight's low is 79, and there is a 63% chance of humidity.
That's wrong. Go ahead. What's the sponsor? I'm not going to get into it.
Weather is brought to you by Hialeah Park. You can visit hialeahpark.com for more information.
Not a 63% chance of humidity.
Debatable.
There's humidity out there. Maybe there's 63% humidity, but you're saying it wrong if that's what you're trying to say. Don Bailey Jr. is the radio analyst for the Miami Hurricanes Radio Network, and the Canes are in Chapel Hill on Saturday night. Take on UNC. We haven't talked with DBJ since the Florida game, and we got to give him his funny lines, but we do got to talk a little Hurricanes first, though. Hello, DBJ.
How are you?
Very good. What'd you feel about that first game against Florida? You know, Florida, by the way, plays Tennessee Martin Skyhawks this Saturday. That's embarrassing. No, DBJ?
I don't know, baby. Ask Tennessee what it's like to play Georgia Southern.
Yeah, well, listen, what are you going to do? What do you think about last, it wasn't last Saturday, the Saturday before that, Canes and Gators. I felt pretty good about what I saw from the Hurricanes.
I'm very happy for Channing. I'm very happy for Channing.
Don't be happy,
I'm not
for,
so
don't
happy,
be
for,
happy for Channing. Don't be happy for him.
No. Hey, what I think that there's, I learned a lot. I learned that they made obviously the right choice at quarterback. And of course, Jaron's got a lot to learn, and he's going to continue to learn. I think that the two tackles have got a lot to learn, and that's going to happen as well. And I think Miami can still play defense with anybody in the country, and the more reps they get, especially in that secondary and a couple guys on the defensive line, they're going to be what as good as advertised, or at least how many Diaz had him when he was the defensive coordinator. I don't like that Jeff Thomas dropped the punt and missed a chance for a touchdown. I don't like, you know, the fact that you did have that many sacks, whether no matter how they're divided up. And, of course, I think both teams looked like it was their first game in a long time. So, you know, but I will tell you this, from a broadcasting standpoint and from a spectator standpoint, and I think it was an outstanding game. I really do. I think it was a lot of fun for the people that were there. I think it was fun for people that watched it. And it's another reason on why that game should be played as often as possible.
DBJ, people that don't know, you don't look like it now, but you were an offensive lineman. You respect that position. You know that position. 10 sacks, you kind of just hit on it. 10 sacks isn't good. Do they need to be fixed? Like, does a change need to be made, or just keep developing the young guys, keep working with them, let them see different looks? Like, is that going to be the answer, or do you think there'll be any movement after giving up 10?
You know, Channing, I think there's always a chance for movement. I really do, because I'm one of those hard believers that if this guy's not getting it done again and again, we got to try and find somebody that does. But the reality of it is they fielded 2 weeks ago the best offensive line combination they had in the building. And I haven't seen, and I've been to practice a couple times, and doing what I do, I don't know that there's a whole lot more to do option-wise. I think there's a couple moves they can make, but I think they put the best group on the line to give them a chance to win. What people don't realize is that position group, and really most of the position groups, but that one specifically, you can't get like strong in 2 weeks. You know what I mean? You can't go from an 18-year-old kid like Zion Nelson to be a fifth-year senior in 2 or 3 weeks. So, I mean, it takes a while to develop those guys. Now, can you do some things formation-wise? Yes. Can you do some things with the quarterback? Yes. But eventually people are going to catch on to that. So I think you just got to hope that Miami gets better every single week and the competition's not as good. I mean, that's really what you got to hope for these young players.
Don Bailey Jr., you'll hear him Saturday night on the Hurricanes broadcast. Anything about UNC make you nervous?
A lot of it does. I mean, I've watched that South Carolina game. I think I'm on my second time already, or 2.5 times, and they've got some issues too, but they've got a backfield that is every bit as good as Florida's was as far as productivity goes. You know, they rushed for 250 yards or 238 yards against South Carolina, which has a defensive coach as their head coach, and South Carolina is a bowl team and a competitive team, and they did well. And you know, the good news for Miami is they're starting a true freshman quarterback. Now, that kid didn't throw a pick either, and he made some nice throws. And at the end of the game, you know, the end of the third quarter and into the fourth quarter, he led 290-yard drives and scored 15 points in the fourth quarter to win. So they did something right. And their defense is solid. Miami has not ever had it easy with North Carolina. They did last year because they had takeaways and points. But every time we've gone up there, we've either lost or we've been lucky to get out alive.
Don Bailey Jr. is with us. There is some breaking news in the NFL. Will Brinson from CBS reporting that Antonio Brown has unfollowed the Raiders and Derek Carr on Instagram. So there you go. Football in 2019, Antonio Brown has unfollowed the Raiders and Derek Carr on Instagram. Is that a harbinger of things to come? We'll have the story. Or maybe we won't. We have no team. There's no news team assembled. Anyway, Don Bailey Jr., you're ready for some funny lines to work into Saturday night's broadcast.
I am, but how did we do last week?
We gave you an A. We thought the Kenny Rogers, we played it in the last segment. We played in the last segment to get the listeners reacclimated. We thought the Kenny Rogers one was excellent. And then you did the We Got Action, Jack. And Joe Zagacki didn't realize you were going to pause that long. He stepped on it a little bit. But I gave you an A for Now, Joe Zagacki was in studio with us last week. He told us that you had more planned, but you lost your sheet of paper.
Honestly, this is the truth. It blew out the window. I had it taped right in front of me. It was one of those deals where they have an open space with a solid pane of glass about halfway up. I had it taped, and we're getting into some time where I feel I can do it, and I look up, and it's gone. And I tore the place apart looking for it, and it blew out the window.
I like how that's a priority at the Hurricanes Gators game. Anyway, you'll put it on your phone this week as well, and you'll have a backup.
I probably will.
Okay, now one of the lines we gave you this last week, it's Bad Bunny. I don't know if you recall him. We really want you to work this in. Bad Bunny, very famous musician. Here's the line. Bad Bunny, bye, bye. Bad Bunny,
that's the one I want to work in the most.
Right. Do it several times.
We're with you.
make a remix. Bad money.
Bad money.
I will fall out.
Did I get close?
Yeah, man. You nailed it. You nailed it.
Bad money. Blah, blah, blah. La, 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 la.
Well, no la la la's. This isn't
no,
like,
la, la, la.
No, this isn't, you know, it's not the electric,
no, la, 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 la.
The electric company. There's no la la la's. It's like a very lazy
the electric company.
No la la la.
Okay, so there's no la, it's just
right, yeah, some mumbles, almost like you've taken a couple shots of Novocaine.
Oh, there you go.
Is that what Bad Bunny does before performance? He gets injected with Novocaine?
Maybe.
They shoot his tongue off.
In his head, he's singing actual lyrics.
Right.
All right, so now here's what we have for you. So they play UNC. So what I did was we looked for some famous students that went to UNC, and then we got lines that they might be very well known or famous for. And that way we can kind of troll them, you know, while Miami's running up the score. So obviously, who's the most famous graduate of UNC? Can we all agree it's Michael Jordan?
Yes,
absolutely.
Yeah, he's the most famous, and his most famous line obviously is when he was trying to say,
nobody knows.
He was trying to say what that the like keep reaching for the stars. I don't know, but it came out the ceiling is the roof.
The ceiling is the roof.
The ceiling is the roof. Can you work that into the broadcast Saturday?
Didn't we do that one before?
I think we did. I even said to Solana and Crowder,
seriously.
I think we get. All right, cancel that one.
I can get it in.
No. If you've done it already, I don't want to do it again.
Well, so, I don't remember my own name, so I don't know if I did or not, but it sounds very familiar. You might have given it to me, and I didn't do it.
All right.
That's
well,
what I thought. We gave it to
that
him.
That might be it. Yes. Okay, so you just work it in there. The ceiling is the roof.
The ceiling is the roof.
All right. Now, the next one, being a radio nerd that I am, you ever heard of Rick Dees?
I think I have, yeah.
Rick Dees, a famous radio DJ in Los Angeles for a long time, but he had one hit song. It was a novelty song called Disco Duck. You remember that?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. And Rick Dees went to UNC. Here's a line from Disco Duck.
Look at me, I'm the disco duck.
Look at me, I'm the disco duck.
Look at me, I'm the disco duck.
Yes, yes, yes.
I know that one, bro. I used to sing that one.
Yes, right. I mean, back in the 70s, that was a legit hit, right?
That was the song at my prom.
Look at me, I'm the disco duck.
All right, so you got that one. That would be great if you can work that in.
Joe knows that one, too. Joe was dancing for his prom with that one also.
No doubt, man. And you could say something like, look at that, DJ Dallas, another long touchdown. He is looking at the crowd going, look at me, I'm the disco duck. All right. I think we got a winner there.
I like it.
Now, did you know that Andy Griffith went to UNC?
I had no idea.
I know. A lot of people don't know that.
I know he grew up in Mayberry.
That's right. And may he rest in peace. But Andy Griffith, most known for this. Can you work that into the broadcast?
Oh, geez.
Are you kidding me?
You can do that, right? You can whistle.
Oh, yeah. It'll be something close to that because I won't be able to keep a straight face and get the whistle out. But
all right.
You'll recognize a part of it.
All right. That's all I ask for.
Just send me the Andy whistle. That's all.
Yes.
That's how you need to.
All right.
That'll be the line. The Andy whistle.
Stuart Scott, the late ESPN Sports Center host, Stuart Scott went there. He is very famous for saying "booyah." Maybe you. And here he is saying "booyah."
Booyah!
Booyah! Can you work that into the broadcast? That would be homage to Stuart Scott.
Booyah. Yes.
Yeah, yeah, that'd be easy enough, right? And then finally, you know Ken Jeong, the comic actor, he was in The Hangover?
Yes, I do.
Okay,
yes,
yeah, right. He played, what's his character's name in The Hangover? He comes out of the trunk.
Yes,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah, it's a famous scene. So Ken Jeong went to UNC, and there's a great scene, that trunk scene from The Hangover, where I think you and Joe Zagacki can do a little back and forth. Here's the scene we want you to do.
That is not Doug.
What are you talking about, Willis? That him.
No, I'm sorry, Mr. Chow. That's not our friend. It's
The Doug we're looking for is a white.
So you, I don't know, maybe Joe does the Doug we're looking for is a white, and you do a very offensive, what are you talking about, Willis, in a very offensive Asian mocking accent. Hello?
Probably not.
Hello?
Probably not. We did what you're talking about, Willis, anyway.
Yes, yes. But that was the actual different strokes line. This is Ken Jeong's version of what you're talking about, Willis. And then Joe would come in and say, the Doug we're looking for is a white.
I might let Joe do
okay
what you're talking about, Willis.
Okay. And then you'll do the Doug we're looking for is a white?
Yes, the duck we're looking for is a white.
Right, there you go. Yes. Nailed it.
There you go.
He nailed it. All right, so I feel like Disco Duck is a reality. I feel like the ceiling
Absolutely.
Is the roof could happen. Booyah and the Bad Bunny. I mean, we need Bad Bunny in our life.
Bad Bunny, la 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 la.
No la la la's. No la la la's.
Oh, yeah, you know what? I got that la 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 in my head already. That's going to be hard to get out.
Well, I'll write on the list for you there. No la la la.
La la la.
Although there is the danger of him saying no la la la. He's like Ron Burgundy.
Reads what's on the paper.
Right. You know?
Don Bailey
I
Jr.
I get extra points if I do that.
Listen to him Saturday night, Canes and UNC, and hopefully the Canes can notch their first W of the season. Thank you, DBJ.
All right, Bubba. See you later.
I am just delighted by how that went. I mean, I think the Bad Bunny is going to get done. I think Disco Duck, and if he does the duck, I mean, that's going to be
he likes it.
That's going to be perfect. All right, very excited about the Canes game on Saturday night. Now, now we've got a reason to listen. All right,
we get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.